Sports Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-453. Brian, during the last segment, you had just a little slip-up as far as live read.
Right. I gave a recommendation as far as a site to check out. I mean, there's so many sites to look at that Squarespace is responsible for, that they're the back end for. And one of the ones that I really wanted to mention was
Savory Sense.
Savory Sense. And you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com.
So Savory Scents is a wonderful business. They make delicious candles. And, okay, it's really hard to describe a smell, but if you go to their website, you can see descriptions of the smells. And they are incredible. Like, you'll have to actually smell them in person.
And it's a beautiful site.
Yeah, and so you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. Savory Scents has a banner at the shrine of female listeners on freetalklive.com. And when you click on that banner, you'll actually be taken to the previous website, the old website of Savory Scents, which was an Etsy store. And you can compare that. It has a big banner that says we've moved to Squarespace. And you can compare the Etsy store with the Squarespace site. The Squarespace site, I just placed an order on it. They have amazing check. You know, it's amazingly easy to shop. Like, you just add the stuff to your cart. It's flawless e-commerce.
Yeah, they have a lot of new commerce options, and they are just, it's flawless, like you said. It's amazing.
And the cool thing about that is that, you know, I think Crystal, who owns Savory Scents, is not necessarily experienced with web design or website building, right? Like, she has a blog and she had an Etsy store, but she's never, like, built a full e-commerce site. And I'm sure that was probably kind of intimidating to think about that. Like, oh, man, how am I going to have a website that looks like it came from 2014? And it's a hard question, right? But Squarespace just does it.
You don't even have to.
You put a few pictures, drag and drop. They've got everything set up for you. You know, they'll have you accepting credit cards in a few seconds, and it's just the easiest. You can't beat it. So if you want to see that example with Savory Scents, check out shrine.freetalklive.com, and you can click through to the Squarespace site. And I recommend her products. You can't?
No, I can't. The link won't let me click through, so I guess I'd have to.
Oh, you may have to copy and paste the link or something like that.
I'm having trouble doing that, too.
Yeah, take a little extra work to do it.
There you go. At least you can prepare.
Tells you where to go. There you go.
So anyway, 855-453. We were reading this story in the last hour. We got derailed on the issue of children and wearing costumes. Parents wearing, putting
How
kids
did
in
we
costumes.
Even
I have
get
no
on
idea.
That time.
That's what Free Talk Live's about, right? Like, it's a rolling conversation, and you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. And we're going to, you know, if the conversation gets derailed, and I think there's something there, I'm going to go after it, and that's how we do it here on Free Talk Live. Going on with the Reason article.
You know, if I could real quick, actually, can I make one more comment on the child thing? Is that, you know, if you're...
Just going to recap, we're at the top of the hour.
Okay, yeah. What we were saying was that are you respecting the personhood of a child if you're taking their picture? Because, you know, a child can't really consent to that, I mean, especially like a baby or something. And, you know, you're plastering that all over Facebook or you're putting it all over Twitter. I mean, the kid didn't say, hey, yeah, I want my picture posted up here. What if they don't? And could it affect their future? You know, and I guess I wonder, because I made the comment that, you know, with the NSA seeing everything we do digitally, you know, they're compiling, you know, everything about your child, and that's not fair to the child. The child didn't, you know, consent to that, and it certainly can't use Facebook, so it's not like in any way that it could consent to it. And so I guess I wonder if you're one of those people raising a freedom baby, you know, or you're raising your little freedom fighter, maybe you should think twice about taking pictures of a child. I mean, aren't you like ruining their chances? Aren't you just kind of like ruining their...
It's an interesting issue because I think...
That's the purpose, right? Is like they're having kids to bring down the state, right? Isn't that what they're doing?
And I think a lot of people do that.
Okay.
Some people do.
And so with that in mind, aren't you like just exposing this you know, this future freedom fighter or this, you know, to their enemy?
You keep them off the grid, is that it?
Isn't that what you should do? You know,
it's a good question. Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying anything about, like, the idea that it's crazy that you're actually having a child to bring down the state instead of having a child so that it can experience the joy of the world. But yeah, that's another.
I have no comment on this simply because that's a crazy reason to have a kid.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Can I say something about the pictures, though? So we were talking about, do adults own their image? And I think we could probably... tell me if I'm wrong here, but it's probably safe to say that we all agree that you don't own the photons that bounce off of your face, right? And so if somebody captures that with a camera or some other device...
If I'm walking down the street and I've got a video camera, you know, I'm running, you know, I've got these glasses that have a video camera in them, they've got those, and I'm just videotaping things as I go along. And I videotape you because you walk past me. Do you have a right to privacy on a public sidewalk while you're walking along? And I'd say you don't. That's why we call those sidewalks public.
No, but an adult can try to make a conscious decision or choice to shield their image from being captured.
Right.
So, for instance, like Brian and I went to Libertopia about a year ago, and there were some crypto punks there.
Has it been that long?
No, there was just a Libertopia a couple of months ago, but this is the one in 2012.
Okay.
And I remember it because there were some crypto punks that
and
came.
What's that?
Somebody who's like a... what is a crypto punk?
Crypto punk or a cypherpunk, there's someone that is like very, very interested in actively making themselves anonymous digitally and not analog as well.
Okay.
So like these guys, they'll wear like a, you know, a burqa or, you know, they won't.
A veil.
Yeah, they'll wear some kind of covering, or they'll grow a beard, or they'll shave their eyebrows a certain way so that face recognition software doesn't work on it. They wear, you know, the sunglasses.
They do everything
they possibly can to make it so that, like, you have no idea who that person is.
Okay.
So, yeah, so, like, those people didn't want to be recognized, so they put stuff over their faces, like they were wearing medical masks, like Brian said, or, like, bandanas around their faces. So an adult can choose to do that if they value privacy that much, that mm-hmm. they really want to keep their image away from devices that could record it. But a child can't really do that because they don't understand the implications yet, and they don't have a lot of choice about when they get taken outside and so forth. So, you know, they can't really do that. And so as a parent, I guess, who's kind of acting as, you know, a proxy to kind of get the child up to a point where they can be independent, you're kind of faced with that decision that you're going to make for them, right? How public is their face going to be and their image going to be?
Well, I think that that's true basically with everything about a kid's life, because to some extent, people call kids blank slates. I don't believe that. I think that they come equipped with their own personalities. But
okay.
I'm halfway between nature and nurture on this this topic, so I think nurture is certainly important. But there's no way that you could raise a kid, and I don't think anybody tries. Generally, most people do not try to raise their kids as blank slates. They generally try to imbue their values upon that that person. And in the process of, I mean, you know, so I you can't not leave a footprint in the snow as a parent. And I think that that's just, you know, I would embrace the fact that my kid's going to have me as a dad, not try to hide that. And part of having me as a dad means I'm going to take a bunch of pictures and I'm going to show them to people.
Now, okay, that's an interesting thing because you are somewhat of a celebrity, Mark, or at least a public figure.
Yeah, well,
and there are probably some people who don't like you for your opinions.
Probably.
And,
I'd say fewer than the Democrat and Republican talking heads, simply because
right.
I to try to span
but, okay,
the
well,
issues.
So let's take,
somebody does.
Let's take the children of presidents. Chelsea Clinton.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, people probably don't like her dad's opinions, and they know that... Okay.
And they don't like her either. Yeah, they'll say all kinds of terrible things about her.
Yeah, absolutely. So is that fair to her? I mean, there were probably a lot of pictures and images and stuff put out of her before she was old enough to really understand what that was about or anything like that. And, you know, when you're a celebrity as a parent and your child is potentially a target because some people don't like you... You know, that creates an interesting issue, too.
It's right. It's an issue, but what do you do about it?
I don't know. You have to make a decision about, are you going to let your kids' images out there?
I don't think that as a president you can avoid it. There's just not a way to avoid it. And
if he cared about it that much, he probably could.
It's interesting, though,
by not being president.
President Obama, this is a bit of a scandal. He said, let's leave our kids out of this stuff, you know, because paparazzi people or whatever were taking pictures of his children.
Mm-hmm.
So he can say, no, don't take pictures of my kids, but the NSA can just grab all the pictures of your kids.
Well, there's two sets of rules, Brian.
Oh, that's right.
There's a lot. There's more of that. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are, but how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out Bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your Bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling Bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. So it's been all over the board tonight here on Free Talk Live. We've been talking about children's rights, photography online, the NSA, your privacy, the NSA blackmailing politicians. That kind of thing. Whatever. If you're concerned about the issues of freedom, The Free State Project might be a place to look for you. The Free State Project is more than 70% of the way, almost 75% of the way, to reaching its goal of 20,000 people stating their intent to move to New Hampshire to exert the fullest practical effort toward the creation of a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. If you're tired of the constant growth of government intrusion in whatever area it is of your life, sign up now at freestateproject.org. Yep, Free State Project is freestateproject.org and embarking on exciting new areas. Here to get the final 5,000 signups. The president will be on full time now, so it'll be a sort of a paid position, and I expect us to move quickly from 15,000 signers to 20,000 signers, and I'm excited.
Yeah, once you get to a certain point, it's like you're at a tipping place,
it's
right?
It's much faster than it was a few years ago.
Yeah, you can't stop the snowball at that point.
Yeah.
All right, we've been snowballed.
I don't know what that means, and I know it's dirty. 855, 453.
I'm as innocent as driven snow.
I don't know who's been driving that snow, but here we go.
My.
I've been driving that.
It's an entendre.
Stop.
Going back to Reason.com here in the article about the NSA, these are quotes here from an interview with Russ Tice, who was he was a former NSA analyst and whistleblower, and he claims that the Bush administration unleashed the NSA on Barack Obama specifically back in 2004, and makes several other claims here. And I'm going to start up in the middle. If you want to get this, you can get the archives actually on the front page of freetalklive.com this evening in a couple of hours. It'll be available for you for the next week. So one of the judges is now sitting on the Supreme Court that I had his wiretap information in my hand. Two are former FISA court judges. They went after State Department officials. They went after people in the executive service that were part of the White House. Their own people. They went after anti-war groups. They went after U.S. international, U.S. companies that do international business, you know, business around the world. They went after U.S. banking firms and financial firms that do international business. They went after NGOs like the Red Cross, people like that, overseas and do
humanitarian. Wow, the Red Cross, seriously?
That's what
his claim is. What kind of dirt could they, well, I guess they could have.
The Red Cross is a pretty big, influential, and powerful.
Yeah, they've got corruption too, I'm sure.
Yeah, a lot of money flowing through there.
So Tice explicitly says such scrutiny made subjects susceptible to blackmail, and while his experience is some years old, other whistleblowers suggest the practice continues. Right, like you think the government used to spy on people and then blackmail them with that information, but it doesn't now? I mean, you're drinking some really special tea at that point if you believe that story. I mean, it only makes sense that they're using that power to get what they want. Information today is power, and the government is the most likely to use it.
Sure, I agree. So, it's important to point out that, I mean, because they're getting this data from all these companies and corporations and services, Google, go down the list of names. But it's important, you know, I don't know how much to vilify them at times, because like a company like Google, you know, says, look, can we please just tell people what exactly you're asking us for? And the government says, no, you can't tell. You go down the list of all these, where they're grabbing all this information from. And these companies are being told, hey, you can't tell anybody that this is happening. And if you don't comply, you know, you're going to lose out on all this money. I mean, I worry that people start to vilify these companies, and I think they can be pretty bad too. Like, I think Facebook can be pretty bad about your privacy when they don't have to be. I think Google can be really bad about your privacy when they don't have to be. But that's the problem. This isn't just affecting politicians. These guys, they want control of Google. They want control of all these, you know, whoever is calling these shots, whoever is wanting this data. It's literally affecting, I still think it's affecting everybody. Because, like, I understand the point that, okay, it's just looking at, it's politicians looking at politicians. But really, I think it goes much broader.
If the worst thing that somebody's going to do with my information is market specifically to me, that just doesn't worry me that much. If Facebook is marketing directly to me, this is a terrible system because I never buy anything that comes up on Facebook.
I don't think I've ever done that
either. You know, I never find myself, must buy dumb thing side of Facebook. You know, like it just doesn't do that for me.
And if you're going to be marketed to anyway, would you rather see products that you might be interested in or products that you're definitely not going to be interested in, right?
Show me Bitcoin products as opposed to Tampax, right?
Yeah, for
yeah.
You, sure.
Well, I mean, that's kind of a bit of a different argument. that's kind of a different argument than what I'm bringing up. But I have a problem with it because it affects my integrity. You know, I'm on the radio, and so I have to see what's going on in the news. And when I click like on the White House to see what their latest thing is, suddenly on the right-hand side of the page it says Brian Sovereign likes the White House.
Yeah.
The hell I do.
That's a problem.
Not even close. And, you know, what kind of – I mean, and I can say, well, my friends know me better than that, all right? But still, I think that's a serious integrity issue.
I've had a couple of experiences like that where I've seen – it somehow advertised that one of my Facebook friends liked something. And I think we should stop calling them friends. I think we should call them contacts because I'm definitely connected with some people on Facebook that I'm really not friends with.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call them my friends, you know. And some of them actively dislike, right? So
I try. It takes a lot to get unfriended by me. You're going to have to. It takes a lot. You know, once you make it past the culling process initially, then, you know.
Yeah, I think there's.
Presented with ideas that I disagree with.
It's going to be 0.1% of my, quote, friends list that I just really don't like. But there are a lot of just acquaintances on there. I certainly don't want to be held responsible for things that they do or whatever, right? Aren't there some court cases where people have been... There was a guy who was in jail and he got out on probation or something like that. And he happened to be Facebook friends with somebody who was an eco-terrorist, supposedly. That's what the cops were calling him.
Okay.
And that somehow violated his terms of probation.
I don't remember that story, but that doesn't mean it doesn't happen. It didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, stuff like that does happen. It might be kind of rare, but it does happen. And there are consequences to being connected with people on Facebook, for sure. You know, and so I like to think of them as just contacts. And if you like a page, I think of it more of a subscription, you know, like you want to see the updates, right? You don't necessarily like it, but... You know, yeah, I think you raise a good point, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, I think, sure, most people would feel that way. But I've gotten accused of where I clicked like on a page and they say, oh, I can't believe you like that. Now, it didn't matter to me because clearly the person isn't my friend and they don't know me because, you know, it's like, you know, hanging upside down sex or something, .com. And I don't know.
But, I've seen a couple of those.
It affects your integrity. What do you think?
855-450-FREE. Tell us what you think. 855-450-FREE.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. You can give us a call and talk about whatever it is you want to talk about here.
Anything you want to talk about.
On the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-453. Real quick, manventureoutpost.com is the place to get your camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear. They've got all kinds of the name brands at, frankly, rock bottom prices. Go check them out. They've got tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification tents, apparel, boating equipment. They've got handguns, long guns, scopes, binoculars, ammo, whatever you need. They've got it. And they've got it at the lowest prices I've been able to find anywhere. Go check for yourself. ManVentureOutpost.com. That's ManVentureOutpost.com. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Mike in Chicago. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How are you?
All's well.
Okay. I wanted to kind of talk about the privacy thing just a little bit. Part of, I guess, I'll come at it from the camera angle, first of all. Up until just recently, security cameras used to point inwards towards private property because for a really long time, it was pretty much generally accepted that the effects portion of the Fourth Amendment, your papers, houses, and effects, the things that you've paid for specifically in this instance with your tax dollars, you still had a somewhat limited right to privacy. The reason celebrities don't is they're public figures, but you yourself did. I don't know when they fed it into the population that, well, that's all just considered public space now, so whatever. It's still owned by the public.
What's the difference between being a celebrity, though?
I was thinking the same thing. So when do you get to be a celebrity?
Yeah, what is the difference between...
Well, technically, once you step into the public sphere and your life revolves around you being the entity that generates whatever it is, celebrities generate revenue off of being themselves, you've now put yourself into the public domain.
I think it's still murky, but...
Yeah, at what point do you cross that line?
When I was 4 years old, I had a picture taken put in the newspaper. I mean, clearly that's not me making a living off of being me.
You're not making a living off of it.
But I will be me, and I will always make a living being me, no matter when I start making a living. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, when I was working as a store clerk, it was still me moving my arms that would pick up the money and put it in the cash register.
You don't put yourself in the public domain to make the money. You don't go out and, like, film yourself working at the store and then sell that footage to make money. That's not, you're not making money off of.
What if somebody makes a part-time income off of their
Let's agree that either there's either privacy for celebrities or there's privacy. I guess there's privacy for everyone or there's privacy for no one. I guess is probably the way that I could understand it.
Well, then there you have rights, and it should come down to that then if you want to make that argument.
Do you think that people have rights or a right to privacy?
Well, the Fourth Amendment gives you the right to privacy.
I don't know about that. Do you think you have it?
The Constitution didn't exist? The Fourth Amendment reads as follows. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable search and seizure shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation.
Right. I understand the text, what the Fourth Amendment says.
Search and persons or things to be seized.
I understand that there's a piece of paper that says that, but, like, do you think that the right comes from that piece of paper, or does it come from the fact that you're a human being?
No, the right, the piece of paper just defines the fact that that right exists. It's when we might make excuses and allow it to be infringed upon that it all of a sudden starts to get eroded, and when we just support this stuff, it keeps getting worse. We've all been saying now for the last, 10 years that, well, you shouldn't have any expectation of privacy in public spaces. So now all those cameras that used to point towards private property and provide security to the people that own that private property, there's now cameras pointed everywhere. So if we keep making excuses for all this stuff, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse.
Well, hold on. So here's where I'm confused. The Constitution and its Bill of Rights, consequent Bill of Rights, is supposed to be chains that bind the government. So it still wouldn't say that I couldn't take a camera and go out and film my life as I see it.
I will take issue with that because the Bill of Rights only defines the fact that you have rights. It doesn't give you anything. It just says that you have them.
Yep.
So you either have them or you don't. You either have rights or you have privileges. Which are they? Because according to everything we've all been told our whole lives, we have rights. You know, the other thing I want to touch on real quick, because I know you guys have limited time. Back during the Cold War and previous times to that, the Brits and the Australians monitored what went on within the United States because, by law, the U.S. government wasn't supposed to spy on the American people.
Right.
What they've done is they've created all these companies now that gather all the information, and they're clients of those companies now. So it's all contained within our borders.
Yes, and this is the idea is that if it's a private company, then the private company can operate unlike the government, and the government just buys from the private company, and that's their sort of workaround on it. And I think it's fascinating the way that the justifications are meted out in this. And to me, what I'm concerned with is the privacy from the government. Right? Like, that's where I think that they're the most dangerous individuals in this situation.
History, I absolutely agree with that. Yeah, anybody that knows history would be able to say yes to that.
So, you know, but when I see, to me, a camera's a mechanical eye. And if I can walk around with an organic analog eye, can I not walk around with a mechanical eye? And if I can't, I mean, so I guess the answer is, you know, what's the answer to that question?
Cameras today, back during the Cold War, if you were in Turkey, it was troops on the streets. I mean, that's the big difference, is there now the state has an electric eye in the sky instead of somebody standing there as an organic entity and watching what you're doing.
Yep.
And I don't know if you've seen the surveillance cameraman things on YouTube. That guy weirds people out when he sits down and just starts filming them because they see somebody there.
This is fascinating. So if you go watch Surveillance Camera Man on YouTube. What he is he's a guy who just kind of he'll just go into rooms and places where people are with a camera and just record them silently until they say something to him. He's like, no, don't worry, just go back to doing what you're doing. I'm just recording.
It's just a video.
Yeah, I think I'd find that a little
disturbing
too.
Because there's a human being standing next to the camera.
and it unfolds people.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's okay. Maybe technology is inevitable, and we are getting to the point where there are recording devices and cameras everywhere. The problem is there does seem to be a double standard, right? Like, there are some cops, government officials, judges, things like that. They don't want to be filmed, right? They want their privacy, but they want to be able to turn the camera on you and film you. So, you know, if we're going to have some kind of standard, it should apply to everybody across the board, right?
I concur. The thing that I'll say, and I see it all the time, and I've made this argument in your chat room and all this other stuff, everybody's like, oh, this is all, it's failed, it's broken, it doesn't work. At least since World War II, probably, something like that, when they scared everybody with Russian bombers going to be here any minute, so just go into your cubbyhole and stop paying attention to anything. We laid the chains on the system of government. We handed them a piece of paper. We said, now, you do right. And then we all turned around and we watched fantasy sports, played video games, drowned ourselves in BS and ball games. And nobody can rationalize how or why this place got screwed up. The only thing that gives the Constitution any teeth whatsoever are the 320 million people that live here. And if we don't do anything to try and enforce it or to force these guys to do what's right, then you're going to get what you get. It's not different
than... That's unfair in that, like, my freedom is required upon my vigilance.
Or upon everybody's vigilance, which you can't even control.
But that's what you've been told since the beginning of this. The price of freedom is eternal vigilance.
Right, but I think that's nonsense.
No.
Well, you know what? This is why the volunteerism thing isn't going to work. If you just sit there and I don't want to participate, great. Somebody else is going to take the apparatus of force
volunteers
and force you to do the things that they want you to do. It'll happen no matter what you do.
So this is
ongoing.
I think the point of this is actually so, right? Like, you don't have – your rights are your rights, whether you exercise them or not. But the reality is, as far as the application of your rights go, is that you're not going to have them if you don't exercise them.
True.
I don't know that I agree with that. I mean, I understand. Okay, with systems in place, they're going to do that. But that's not how it should go.
I'm curious what Mike suggests to keep our rights intact.
Well, we'll just hold him over and see what he has to say then. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med-5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to med5.com. That's medfive.com, and watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque, fight back with Med5. Order now at medfive.com or call 808-779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it! can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma-Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma-Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. We've been talking about this NSA spying thing. It's taken a couple of different branches this evening, but basically we've been on, you know, the idea of privacy. You know, who's got privacy, and if we let a little bit go, what happens? Because if the NSA can spy on you and me, which they are. They're collecting all the electronic information from what we can tell. They may not be looking at it all, but they're collecting it. And they don't actually even need a court order to collect it. They've
right.
been ruled on as far as that goes. I mean, that's old news. But if they can collect it on you and me, they can collect it on rich and powerful people around the world. If they can collect information on them, they can control them. And this is it's the question that just keeps on sort of leading into the next question. And Mike is called in from Chicago to sort of ask another question, which is, do you have privacy out in public? And I think it's, it's worth meeting out.
Well, there's actually, before I dodge some questions here, which I will eventually do, there is a couple other things that I wanted to bring up. One of the things is the ACLU filed lawsuits across the country. This isn't just the federal government. The news report was out of Las Vegas, and I'll send an email to somebody there a little later with it. The ACLU sent out questionnaires to over 280 law enforcement agencies, asking them about whether or not they're tracking and using our cell phones against us. And out of the over 280 that they sent out, so it could be 281 or 280,000, but over 280, they got like 230 of them back, and only 6 of them said that they weren't doing it. So this goes all the way down to the local level, and what we've got being set up around us is an apparatus that will eventually be abused. And everybody's got to kind of take note of that. This isn't just some bureaucrat in an office in D.C. who may decide one day that, you know, he's going to do something. This is all the way down to the local level. And when you start getting it to that point, you're only encouraging abuse. And it's just going to be a matter of time before everybody really understands what I'm getting at. But if you understand history and you can look back at the Cold War and some of the things that happened in East Germany, some of the things, and I know that's all cliche, but hey, that's history, guys. I know you just, oh, whatever, but that's history. It's happened.
Well,
and no time in history, including the Chinese today, has any government wanted this much information about their population, and it's been for the benefit of the people.
Well, I don't know that they wanted the governments have always wanted as much information as they could get. They've just never been as, and I hate to use this term regarding any government, as efficient at collecting, storing, and using that information as the United States government has been.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm kind of worried. I agree with a lot of what you're saying, but I'm kind of worried on that whole, like, I agree that we have been taught, especially in the United States, that, you know, eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. And I really have a problem with that, because I think what the statement really should have been, you know, pretty much drilled into our heads, if anything had to be drilled in, was, hey, you see that guy over there? Leave him alone. You know, other people, just leave them alone. Don't bother them. The idea that we have to constantly be, like, aware and fighting for our rights is almost creating the institutions that we have the problem with right now. Because, like, the idea of eternal vigilance is literally what created the NSA. And so that's my...
They just define liberty a little bit differently.
Well, right. It turned into tyranny later on. Yeah. But that is the thought process it came out of, and that's what worries me.
That wasn't a directive issued towards the mechanism of government. That was a directive mechanism, or a directive pointed towards the populace. You know, liberty is a precious
thing. But they agreed with the creation of these institutions because of the populace thought that we have to be eternally vigilant. This is why wars are okay. In their mind.
They can sell it that way, but that argument was supposed to be for you and I. Here's the thing. Okay, you can go back to Greco-Roman period or before. There has always been, and it's in, I don't know whether it's just ingrained in mankind or whatever, there's always been this constant thread throughout history of people wanting total control. And you've seen it over and over and over again. There have been these groups that have tried to rule the world. Oh, that's what they were referring to. They knew full well that that isn't going to go away. It's still there today, and nobody pays attention to it. It hasn't gone away. So if you just sit back and go, you know what, I'm going to live a peaceful, quiet life, that's fine. Meanwhile, somebody with far more ambition and far more interest in control is going to gain control of a power apparatus and strip you of your liberties. Liberty is literally...
Can I ask you a question? So what do you think is the solution to prevent this stuff? Like, what does eternal vigilance look like to you?
And this is the question I want to dodge. you know, really, truly, there's so many statements that I could make here, but they're inflammatory. You have to sacrifice some of your own comfort in order to stand up to this stuff. And as much as I like see Ian take it to an extreme and do what he does, it's to some degree an example of what we all have to do. I mean, if you just sit there and say, well, all right, this time, I don't want to interrupt my life, so you got to do what you got to do. They're going to keep coming back, and they're going to keep picking away at you until there's nothing left. And that's where we're getting to now. I mean, we're 3 or 4 generations into this, and that's why you and I and everybody around us is going, man, this is really messed up. This system is really broken, because it is really broken. And now we're making excuses for it. Well, you know, you're right. There's nothing in the, you know, you're in the public space. You either have rights or you don't. So you can't, like, it only applies to government. It doesn't apply to companies. Wrong, because you either have rights or you don't. They're either rights or they're privileges. And everybody...
Okay, so what are some of the things that you're doing?
I don't want to get into that either, because I've made too many political statements here. Let's just put it this way. I'm working on it. And I actually have made significant investments of time and money. To directly challenge some of the things that are going on right now. I totally disagree with what's happening. I really honestly do, to the core of who I am. When, you know, I sit and I read all these news stories and I see all these things and they're like, yeah, we're recording and tracking everything you say and do, and it's only helped us in 2 cases, but we're going to record and track everybody. I mean, you have to realize they are out there making their list, and they are checking it twice, and at some point in time, they're going to make a decision on who they feel is naughty or nice. And they'll take action on that.
I think that comes really in about 2 months here for Christmas time.
Yeah, well, Mike, it isn't Santa Claus, though.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I still feel like that the whole, like, even the people, he's right. There, historically, there has always been some group of people that has wanted to rule, you know, has wanted to take over. But I think so much of the reason that those people ever even get in power is because everybody is constantly being told, I need to be safe, there are bad people out there. And so where I think if the message was different, okay, in that the idea is like,
his message is that people are trying to take your rights away from you, as opposed to they're just bad. You know, I mean, it's a specific kind of bad person. And he's pointing directly at the Washington, D.C., as opposed to Washington, D.C., has always pointed outward at other folks.
Well, I agree. It's gotten worse. And I think that's actually very, very insightful of him to say how cameras used to be pointing inward and now they're pointing outward.
Also, if you go many societies around the world, and this one, it used to be with taking a picture of somebody, just sort of taking a picture of them, was considered to be extraordinarily rude.
Rude, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it would have been...
Steals your soul.
Would have been so far... Well, not just that, but I mean, like, it's just, you've got no right to do that.
Yep.
And rights are, to some extent, sort of perceptions. I mean, I guess rights aren't perceptions. The interpretation of rights are perceptions. And I think...
Yeah, you know,
Mike's
not...
right on one part that I just want to get out here real quick. Mike's right that bullies will always take your rights as far as they can take your rights. I think, however, that we don't have enough people to stand up to the bullies, and that we need to continue to educate people about standing up to bullies before we're ready to stand up to bullies. I think that it's a strategic issue. And
I think that we who care about, freedom and privacy and so forth, which aren't necessarily the same things, I'll say we who care about freedom are more likely to have success by taking the technology that exists and applying it equally, turning it around on government people, you know, like CopLock does, that kind of thing, like, you know, databases that catalog the government people and what they're doing, right? Then to get the cameras out of every cell phone and to get the surveillance cameras out of every store and to get all the easy pass out of the highways, and that's just not going to happen. You can't stop technology, and it's already all out there. Like, the infrastructure is there. Let's just apply it equally.
Yeah, even if you took all that out, I mean, you know, you could say that just the electromagnetic radiation that comes from every machine, I think they call this the Boromir principle, where that could, like, you know, like sonar, it could just take a picture of everything going on. So you could rip out all the cameras, and then someone's still going to have a theory that, no, they're still watching you. I think the real answer, historically, is to just not comply. You know, 100 years ago, or 400 years ago, Englishmen, they said, you know, if it was a war they didn't agree with, they went away. What do you think?
855 450 free.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.